Welcome back, Wisconsin and beyond. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. One of the greatest gifts and privileges I get in doing this job every day is when I get to talk to some of my personal heroes and especially women in service that I truly look up to. Today, we are very lucky to have with us U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois. She is an Iraq War vet. She has won the Purple Heart. And very impressively, she was one of the first handful of women in the Army to fly combat missions during Operation Iraqi Freedom. She served in the Army Reserves for 23 years, retired at Lieutenant Colonel in 2014. And before she joined the Senate, she spent two terms representing Illinois' 8th Congressional District in the U.S. House of Representatives. And she has made veterans issues one of her top priorities. She has got tax credits for employers that hire veterans. She helped establish a 24-hour crisis hotline for veterans, amongst numerous other advances for veterans. And so, Senator, I would be remiss if I did not start here and ask you, as a veteran who served her country so honorably, when you look at the Harris-Walz ticket and you compare it to their opponents, Mr. Trump and Mr. Vance, what distinctions jump to the top of your mind in terms of what they promised to do and their prior actions relative to veterans?
Well, I thank you for that question and that very warm introduction. Well, the difference is who delivers and who makes empty promises. Governor Walz has delivered. You know, when he was in the House, he led the effort on the PACT Act that resulted us in eventually just recently passing under the Biden-Harris administration access to the VA for veterans who have been exposed to toxic substances, whether that was in Iraq or Afghanistan or in Tomah, Wisconsin. You know, if you were exposed to toxic substances during your military service, you're now actually covered. And that's thanks to the PACT Act that Tim Walz worked on for a very long time. He also worked on an issue that has been near and dear to my heart now for well over a decade, and that is homeless veterans. You know, I think that we are all dishonored as Americans any time a veteran has to lay his head down to sleep on the very street that he defended in uniform. And I need to make sure that everybody understands how hard Tim Walz has voted for and worked on homelessness among our veteran community. On the other hand, you got Donald Trump, who thinks veterans who sacrificed for this country and were wounded, you know, are losers and suckers. He's the guy that refused to go to a veteran cemetery in France because it was raining during a commemoration of World War II. You know, you've got folks like J.D. Vance, who continues to spout this idea that we should be privatizing the VA and put veterans out on the streets trying to find their own health care with the promise of payment instead of having a medical system where you can go and get your care taken care of and then be referred out to your local doctor if that's where you want to go. But you should be out there fending for yourself trying to find, you know, services for illnesses that you received in the military that maybe the VA is the only place that has expertise on when it comes to things like toxic exposure. And so I see a stark difference between the two campaigns, and in particular between Tim Walz and J.D. Vance.
Yeah, it strikes me as ironic at best, disgusting at worst, to think of the Harris-Walz opponents talking about defending borders and being concerned there when they won't agree that a government's highest principle, in addition to defending its borders, is to support and ensure that we pay for the care for those that have stood that post. I wanted to ask you very briefly, Senator, recent reporting has come out that J.D. Vance is a acolyte of a gentleman named Curtis Yarvin, who has said this, quote, "If Americans want a new government, they're going to have to get over their dictator phobia," endorsing effectively a dictatorship. This is who J.D. Vance is following, is quoting, is learning from. As a veteran, how does J.D. Vance's big bear hug of dictatorship and Donald Trump's bear hug and endorsement of dictatorship sit with you, Senator?
It disgusts me, and it's alarming, and I would do everything I can to stop them, because that is not what America is about. And in fact, it's not why we became a country. And we've all known that Donald Trump loves authoritarianism and dictatorship, right? Donald Trump's been out there telling people, oh, yeah, if you vote for me, you won't ever have to vote again. You won't have to worry about voting. Never mind that voting is a privilege and an honor, and it's a basic fundamental exercise of your freedoms as an American. And I cannot believe that anyone, including Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, who took oaths to defend the Constitution of this great nation from all enemies, foreign and domestic, would embrace dictatorship. That is not what America is about. And I don't think that that is what the vast majority of Americans want. And frankly, I hope that Americans will go to the polls this first Tuesday in November and make sure that that does not happen.
Senator, with our last minute or two remaining, what is your message to Wisconsin voters who are still on the fence, or potentially conservative, more traditional conservative voters who are weighing their options this November?
Well, what I'm going to tell them is, if you love the Constitution of the United States, if you love our democracy, then you're not going to vote for Donald Trump or J.D. Vance. You're going to vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. Tim Walz spent over 20 years defending and protecting this country in uniform. I'm so thrilled that we're going to have, for the first time, a sergeant major as vice president of the United States. Kamala Harris has been a strong prosecutor. She, in her entire professional career, has only ever had one client, and that was the people, as opposed to J.D. Vance and Donald Trump, who have only ever looked out for themselves. Donald Trump, again, is the guy who thinks that if you vote for him now, you won't ever have to worry about voting again. That is not what conservatism is about. It's about protecting our fundamental rights as Americans to determine our own future, free from interference from the federal government. And if you look at all the things that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance has embraced, whether it is having the government in your doctor's offices or overturning key decisions like Roe v. Wade, they are not conservative. These are folks who do not represent the vast majority of Wisconsinites.
Thank you. That is Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois, Purple Heart recipient, Iraq War veteran. Thank you, Madam Senator, for your time this afternoon. I'm Maggie Dawn. You've been listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. We'll be back with more after these important messages.